a podcast consultant right in your backyard. That's right, Akron. It's Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. I help podcasters. It's what I do. And you can use the coupon code Akron and go to schoolofpodcasting.com and save 20%. When you think podcasting, think School of Podcasting. Now let's see what's new in Akron. Welcome to the Akron Podcast for May 17th, 2022. All right, I'm going to break a rule. You know what they say, don't talk politics, don't talk religion, and don't talk the, well, here's the fun thing. And this is the part I don't get. So this is just an opinion, but this was in the Beacon Journal, I believe, yes. And Akron City Council has been criticized for offering mostly Christian prayers. The Akron City Council meeting on May 2nd opened the way, well, it typically does, with a prayer in Jesus Christ's name. And that didn't sit right with Parita Singh, who was a 31-year-old engineer at Goodyear Living in Highland Square. Now, it turns out it's a... In Islam, there's a holiday. It's a major holiday. Eid al-Fitr, and I'm sure I just butchered the name of that. I'm sorry. But it's an Islam. It's a religion marking the end of the month long dawn to sunset fasting of Ramadan. So basically, it was the end of Ramadan. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce that. So I was like, oh, okay. And she said, not once did council acknowledge the holiday. Singh said May 9th during the council's public comment period, why wasn't a Muslim prayer leader, and better known as an imam, I believe is how you pronounce it, I-M-A-M, again, I apologize if that's not the way you pronounce that, invited to pray in honor of Eid, E-I-D. Okay, I get that. I'm with you so far until the next line. She's not Muslim. Why are you complaining if we need as, look, as a culture, we need to listen more than we talk, said the guy with the microphone. But I think one of the things that we need to quit doing is stop getting offended for other people. If they're not offended, then it's probably not that big a deal. But that's the one that jumped out to me. I was like, wait, she's complaining about this, and yet she's not a Muslim. I'm confused. In happier news, hikers and cyclists will have another trail to enjoy in the Akron area as work is set to begin on the Rubber City Heritage Trail. This is going to be this fall, and when it's finished, it's going to be a six-mile trail, and it's going to link between the city's east and south ends via an abandoned railway, which I'm going to be interested to see how that's going to work. The trail will begin near the former Goodyear campus on Market Street in Middlebury, and it's going to extend towards the University of Akron campus and move southeast to connect with the Ohio and Erie Canal towpath. And so it's going to give us a good opportunity to explain the history of all the rubber companies and do some on-trail amenities that people could stop and see the history of how the rubber industry has changed. That, according to Akron City Engineer Travis Capper. This is why I do this podcast. I had no idea this existed. There's a thing called Pounce. It's a nonprofit that houses, trains, and supports entrepreneurs, startups, and small businesses through education, collaboration, and investment. And the U.S. Economic Development Administration, better known as the EDA, just gave them $2 million to expand services at the Bounce Innovation Hub. And what's interesting about this is from 2018 to 2020, Bounce businesses generated more than $110 million in revenue and raised more than $23 million from investors, and more than $50 million went out in payroll. And they have 9 floors. It's located on South Main Street in a historic 307,000-square-foot building that once was home to BF Goodrich Tire Operations. So it's kind of cool to see these old buildings getting refurbished in a way. And this was a 2.5-year-long project in the making, and it's exciting to see our hard work pay off. That, according to CEO Jessica Sublett, who is currently the COO, and she helped write the grant application. And she's going to take the reins from the current CEO, Doug Weintraub, who has stepped down. But I was like, man, that's pretty interesting. The EDA, that $2 million is going to be for renovating Bounce's second floor, expanding co-working and office space, and increasing classrooms and conference space. So that's really, really cool. The city will match. That's the cool thing. Check this out. The city of Akron will match the EDA grant with $530,000. So that's going to be really cool. And that whole renovation is expected to generate $2 million in private investment while creating about 100 jobs and retaining 42 jobs. Bounce was launched in 2018 as one of Mayor Dan Horrigan's top initiatives to help retain talent to Akron, ultimately to help grow the city's population. I had no idea this exists. I want to go down to Main Street now and check this place out. I think I'm going to reach out to them and see if we can't get more details on exactly what they're doing. All you know where to go. AkronPodcast.com/events. What's going on? Well, tonight, August 13th, as I record this, Machine Gun Kelly and a whole bunch of people are at First Energy Stadium. Of course, right now at the Weathervane Playhouse, The Play That Goes Wrong is playing. So you can check that out. Check their website or, again, AkronPodcast.com/events. That will be going on through the month. The Steep Canyon Rangers, that is the band that backs up Steve Martin when he plays the banjo, is out at the Kent Stage. Also at the Kent Stage, August 17th, Al Stewart. August 21st, also at the Kent Stage, The Wallflowers. At Blossom on August 23rd is Korn with Evanescence. And then, I never knew this existed, you can actually go see a concert at Put-in Bay. It's called The Bash on the Bay, Brad Paisley, Jake Owen, and Blanco Brown. That's August 24th. And then at Blossom Music Center, also on August 24th, Pitbull and Iggy Azalea. For more information, go to AkronPodcast.com/events. Akron has, well, a litter problem, basically. And Cleanup Akron Month was in April, but efforts to get trash off the city streets, parking lots, and the green spaces, that's going to continue in May and June. And here's what you need to know. The city is teaming up with Keep Akron Beautiful for a one-day citywide cleanup. The Akron Community Cleanup is set for June 4th from 9 to noon. So mark your calendars. This would be a cool way. Get your friends and family together. Make it a, hopefully it'll be a nice warm day. The Akron Community Cleanup volunteers will receive a raffle ticket for a chance to watch an Akron or Rubber Ducks game from the city suite. Ah, that's cool. Councilman Donnie Kammer will host a separate cleanup Saturday, May 21st from 9 to noon at Firestone Park. And it's a one-day cleanup. There are different places to check in depending on what ward you're in. And I'll have a links out in the show notes at AkronPodcast.com. But let's get out and get our city clean. Akron police hope to install about 130 license plate reading cameras throughout the city as early as this summer. The cameras use artificial intelligence to capture pictures of plates as well as other identifying features such as the make and model of a car when a person drives past, according to Deputy Chief Michael Caprice. The data can then be used to help police solve crimes such as locating stolen vehicles and crime suspects much quicker. Let's hope that's what they're using it for and not, I don't know, giving out tickets for speeders. Let's hope, right? The police input data they know about a car into the system, and the cloud-based software shows cars that match the description and where most recently that was located. It decreases the time for the processing of elimination to occur, and it also gives geographical data about where that vehicle was and when it was there and what direction it was going. So I could see where this could be really handy in solving crimes. The cameras would also especially be helpful in cases where someone reports a crime but did not take down the license plate number. If they know the color or type of the car involved, police would be one step closer to finding it due to the enhanced technology. I'll have a link to the article out at AkronPodcast.com. In horrible news, a 36-year-old man that was found dead in his home, this is around the 800 block of McKinley Avenue, has been identified. He was shot in the pelvis, and Akron police are conducting a murder investigation into the death of Lewis. The thing that jumped out at me about this article is this is Akron's 11th homicide in 2022. My condolences to his family. And if you go out to the resource section, you'll see where I have a map spotlighting where many of the fatalities or just general shootings happen in Akron. It's a very interesting map. Here's what's coming up in entertainment. As you listen to this on May 17th, Weird Al Yankovic is playing the Canton Palace Theater today, May 17th. Al Stewart with the Empty Pockets Greatest Hits Tour will hit the Kent stage. On May 19th, Tim McGraw with Russell Dickerson, Brandon Davis, and Alexandra Key are at Blossom. The Akron Roundtable is also on May 19th. This is Ohio's vision, be the best place to age in the nation. So that's another organization in Akron that I'm just now learning about. Not so much entertainment, but if you're looking for something to do on May 19th, check that out. On May 20th, Maggie Rose will be at the Civic Theater. Also on the 20th, 38 Special will be at the Goodyear Theater. How about Buddy Guy? Much better. With Tom Hambridge is at the Robbins Theater in Warren. If you love the blues, I've seen Buddy Guy 3 times. He's amazing. And he's like, I think he's going on 80 now. He's an amazing guy. May 21st, out at Blossom, Tears for Fears with Garbage. Well, thanks so much for listening. Could you do me just one little favor? It doesn't even cost you a dime. If you're sitting next to anybody, standing next to anybody, and you're somewhere near Akron, Ohio, can you look at them and say, hey, have you heard about the Akron Podcast at AkronPodcast.com? It helps grow our audience, and I deeply, deeply appreciate it. And remember, A is for Akron. Thanks.